I believe a cross tie run close to a 10 or 12 inch square, and then about 6 or 7 foot long. But a Mr. here used to have them cut for him, and he would load them out down the depot yard there, and they would cut several thousand of them every year and stack them up and down side railroad tracks and ship them up by the carload.
They only use pine and cypress?
Yeah, pine and cypress.
Where they used to go for them, just anywhere?
Oh, they'd buy them anywhere they could, just around swamps, around town. You wouldn't have to go too far out to get them. But then DJ and me, we always just sold them out there and sold them. And I guess they finally got away from cutting them with the axe because it's too slow and not too many people do it anymore.
How did they used to bring them from where they were cutting them into town?
I guess they used little trucks. I mean, just regular trucks because they'd have to get them in. I'd get them in somewhere or another, and I guess they just haul them by the truck load. Of course, the trucks they had back then wouldn't bring over a dozen or so to the trip. But I don't believe they were using wagons. Then they used to load watermelons here by the carload. And they shipped them up north and did pack a carload of watermelons. They'd go ahead and had one fella throwing them off the wagon or truck to bring them in, and two water wagons in. A lot of times they would, sometimes in trucks. But either way, one person would throw them in off the wagon into the car, and then he'd throw them to somebody else. And
about when was this?
Oh, it was around, I guess about 35 when they shipped watermelons. And they had what they called a Sawiga.
What?
Sawiga, S-O-W-E-G-A. That was the Watermelon Association out of Adel. They put a label on them then, somebody.
What kind of label?
A little decal. And somebody would stack them in the car, another fella would cut the stem off, and then another he'd swab on some blue liquid, which was, I guess, copper sulfate to seal the stem up. Then another stick a label on there. Helped them. I'd seal the stem and sometimes put the label on, kind of small. We worked about a day on it, helping stick the labels on them, load them, then pack them in straw. And then when they got a carload, they'd nail up the sides and keep on loading it till the car got loaded solid, about 3 or 4 foot up in the car. And then they shook them off. And
about how many watermelons that be?
I don't know how many that thing would hold. It'd hold several hundred carload. Mm-hmm. A rather standard size carload. Then they sent them off. I believe shipping for us Philadelphia back then. And sometimes they'd make a little bit off of them, sometimes they wouldn't freight them off. The watermelon there was very successful growing them, because the market there was too good.
Is that still going on here, or they just?
No, they shipped for 4 or 5 years, and then since then, most of the watermelon market moved it to Cordele. Cordele, about 50 miles north of here, is your biggest watermelon center now. In fact, they even have a festival up there every year.
Really? Tell me about it. Yeah.
Well, I've never been to it. They have a watermelon festival up there every year. They're in Cordele. And it's long, but last of the season, long, but last of July.
When does the watermelon season begin?
Down here, I imagine it begins about made around June, like middle of June. They got it earlier and it has been. It used to be around July down here, but they moved it up to Cordele now last of July. And they have the most watermelons of anybody in the state there.
Okie doke. You were going to tell me about the rationing before. You said you were a commissioner on that?
Oh, I was OPA, Office of Price Administration Inspector on the tire deal.